Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, folks, another Krantz's Corner edition here for you. And I'll be honest, it's, the Monday after the last Dolphins game, we just had some heat news last week. It's all just all up in the air. So there's only one person I like to talk about when all the craziness has happened in South Florida. It's an old pal, Dave Hyde from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Dave, first off, welcome back to Krantz's Corner and Happy New Year to you.
Good to be here, Zach. I just down at the bus station seeing if Tyreek and Jimmy Butler were there together. Trying to find the bus out of time. I mean, who would have thought both guys have the same idea at the same time?
Right. It's unbelievable. And by the way, they'd be in an Uber XL together. They would do the share ride and split it, the whole deal for that together. All right. So I guess we'll start with the Dolphins. Last thing on our mind at this point, Dolphins played yesterday, lost to the Jets. No playoffs, lost to the Jets. Tyreek's comments post-game. Stephen Ross's statement about McDaniel and Greer. I guess this is a good place to start between me and you right now. First off, I saw no oomph anything in this team yesterday. I know that they were scoreboard watching. I know they saw after about 6 minutes into that Denver game, Denver was already up like 14 or 21 nothing. I imagine maybe that had something to do with the Tyreek stuff at the end. What'd you think of the game yesterday and basically overall this season in a nutshell for the Dolphins?
Blah, the whole day, the whole season, you know. I expected so much more out of this team,
right?
And you know, here we go, another offseason. They're going to run it back again. And everything comes down to one issue to me, just to put it all into one issue, all the issue, the questions and problems, decisions they have to make. Their biggest question is their biggest contract, and that's Tua. I mean, he played 11 games this year. He's got recurring injuries in his hip and concussions. There's a question of how high the ceiling is. And yet the big contract hasn't even started to kick in yet. So, can they navigate this? And Steve Ross is bringing back Chris Greer because I guess his first 6 years were so good. We want him for a seventh year, right? So, a lot of issues came out of that game and out of the season.
Yeah, it's, what's remarkable to me with Stephen Ross is that I'm always the guy. Whether it was on the radio with Joe, whether it was me doing my own thing, whatever the case was, saying, you know what, listen, Stephen Ross is a good owner. When he needs to write a check, he writes a check. When the GM or someone comes to him and says, we need a restructure to fill this void, we do it. But whatever he does to the stadium, he does it. Great owner. You want your owner to be like that. I just want my owner to be a little bit more football knowledgeable. I guess that's the words I want to use there, because it just seems like whoever's in his ear, if anyone's in his ear, is either not giving him the right information or not giving him the correct information, or Stephen Ross is just really doing this off the cuff. And that scares me even more at this point, because you're right. 6 years ago, I think we all either sat in that room where they gave us the plan of how they're going to retool, rebuild, and redo this with lots of salary cap space, all these draft picks. And now we're 6 years later with not going to the playoffs, two playoff wildcard losses, and the team really in shambles right now with the salary cap and everything. It's just unbelievable. Yet the same guys are going to, like you said, run it back one more year. I just don't understand it, Dave.
Yeah, Steve Ross is a great owner in many regards. From a community standpoint, he pays for a stadium, pays for the upgrades, kept tennis here, brought in F1. But if we're talking his football hires, he hasn't hired anybody who you look on and say, that's an inspired hire. Now, he tried to hire Jim Harbaugh, tried to hire Sean Payton, but it's telling that the guys he did hire haven't even – I mean, we can go back to who do you want? Joe Philbin, Adam Gase, Mike Tannenbaum, the guy who did the most with the least was Brian Flores, and they ran him out of town as quick as possible. So you know, this is his biggest gamble yet to me, bringing back Greer and McDaniel with all this percolating around the team. This we'll have to see what happens here.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting offseason that started already. Minutes after the game, the offseason started for this team. Tyreek Hill, you saw his comments. We all saw the video. I'm out, bruh. Whatever he wants to use as the comments, I'm not even sure at this point. But do you think Tyreek Hill's Miami Dolphin next season, or do you think that this is going to all blow up relatively soon, I guess, at this point, because we're a couple months away from the draft, and that's normally when stuff starts to happen?
Well, I thought regardless of Tyreek Hill's comments, the Dolphins had to do something. They have a combined $60 million at receivers, and they can't get the ball to either one on a consistent basis, Waddle or Hill, you know, for whatever reason. But you can't run an offense. You can't run a team like that when you got that much taken up in the position and you're not getting them the ball. So as far as trading Tyreek, there's a lot of issues here. Let's start with he's 31 next March.
Right.
He's owed, I believe, he has 2 years at $60 million left. Whew. So you got a team would have to be ready to win now, want to take on, you know, he's a powder keg of a personality, not just yesterday. That's just indicative of things that happen around him.
Right.
What would you get in return? What would a team give up in return? We don't even play the folly of getting a first-round draft pick or anything like that. So I think the Dolphins would be up to a move. At least they should be. But, you know, show me a good move. Let's start there.
Right. Yeah, no, listen, you're 100% right, because getting rid of Tyreek Hill for a fifth-round pick or a fourth-round pick at this point, there'll be people up in arms and say, why don't we just keep the guy and let him do whatever he had to do, and or, yeah, thank God he's gone. It's going to be interesting to see what that dynamic's like if they do get rid of him and what they get rid of him for at this point. And who will take him on? You're right. I think finding the right trade partner is not going to be as easy as everyone thinks with this, even though it's Tyreek Hill, even though the name is there. You're right, 31 years old in the NFL. You're like a grandfather in the NFL already.
Well, and look, I think he had two catches over 30 yards this year. That's like staggering when you think, it's Tyreek Hill was voted the number one player in the league, you know, last offseason. And here we are, they can't get him the ball. And now, there's a million ideas and theories why, but the point is it's not productive. And they just extended his contract last offseason, as they did to everybody. This is a great organization to work for in that regard. I'd love to. I wish my boss was like that. I'm a little short. Oh, here's $30 million.
Right. Here's a 2-year extension, Dave. Thanks so much for not putting out any articles the last 2 months. There you go. Right. Yeah. That's what I said. I've always said it about Stephen Ross. If you work for Stephen Ross, you're probably not going to get fired. You're probably just going to have to leave on your own because he's not going to fire you. And B, whenever it's time to talk about your contract extension or what's going on, you're going to get something. So whether you're here longer than that 1-year extension or 2-year or not, Stephen Ross does take care of everybody. But I just have to go back to the Chris Greer situation and how Stephen Ross, whether someone's like in his ear or not, says, yeah, Chris done a good job the last 6 years. We want to keep him going for another one. Why not? Yeah, clean house, Dave?
Well, let's remember, I think you hit on the key point here. This is how Steve Ross does business.
Operates,
you know, he talked about him and McDaniel get along, and he appreciates stability. This is the guy who brought back Joe Philbin for a fourth year after Bullygate, after they hadn't won anything for three seasons, and then ended up having to fire him four games into 2015, and find the strongest personality on the coaching staff to take over, and it was, drumroll, Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell. Right. Love Dan Campbell. Happy for him, what he's doing here. But they decided he wasn't ready for that job, and they hired Adam Gase. So, again, Steve Ross, a lot of great qualities. One of them isn't getting the right guy in the right position.
Right. I totally can see that at this point here with Stephen Ross, with what's going on here. Because you're right. Mike McDaniel, Chris Greer are going to be with us for another season no matter what at this point, outside of something miraculous happening in the next couple months with Stephen Ross or someone else taking this team over for all we know at that point. And with all that said, with all this Dolphin drama going on in the last couple months, I guess, for the Dolphins, the Heat normally don't have drama. The Miami Heat normally do not have this big of an issue, and they got one now. Their superstar player, Jimmy Butler, a couple weeks back, it was, no, I don't know what you're talking about. The Shams was getting beat up by Jimmy's agent. No, this is not true. What are you talking? Okay, now he's demanding a trade and wants out. This is not necessarily surprising with Jimmy Butler, but I don't want to kind of rip Jimmy, because since Jimmy's been here, he's been the guy. He's taken them to a couple different finals. He's given everything he's got. I just don't think that he want to pay him $60 million a year, and I think it's pissing Jimmy and his agent off. And now we're at a standstill. And when I mean standstill, I mean something's going to happen relatively soon. What do you think about the Jimmy situation at this point?
Yeah, to me, you know, I wrote a column last week comparing Pat Riley with the Heat and the Dolphins, and really the whole Jimmy Butler situation comes down to money. He right. wants a new contract. That's, forget this finding joy of basketball right. and all this stuff. He wants a contract. The Dolphins, if the Dolphins were running the Heat, here's the contract. You know, they had 2 years left on Jalen Ramsey and extended him, making him the highest paid cornerback in the league. They didn't need to redo Tyreek's contract, but they did. They gave Tua, you know, 4 years. Jimmy Butler would get his contract with the Dolphins. Now, the Heat have a standard. They're trying to – they want to win big, and they – it's not about making people happy all the right. time. It's about what's best for the franchise. And so I appreciate what Riley said. He's, there's a mess there right now. I mean, right. there's a big mess. And the question is, if you've been around South Florida for the last few decades, you trust Pat Riley will clean up the mess and get the house in order and try to make another run. The question, you know, how they get out of it will be the issue. But it, you know, as in the NBA, the players have a lot of power. And if a player says, I'm not going to play, what's the team to do other than, you know, and it's happened, you know, James Harden's done it a few times. You go down the list, there's a list of NBA players who have done this very thing. So,
because right. I think the return on investment, Jimmy's been great. They traded basically nothing to get him, and he's given us some great years. But now all of a sudden, I don't think he's, I don't, you know, that's not fair. I was almost about to say, I don't think he's worth the $60 million, but in the NBA, there's so many guys making that much money. I don't even know if that's the case or not. I just don't think the Heat want to give him a big contract, a 2 year, or 3 year, $60 million, you know, $180 million extension, whatever it's going to be or whatever he wants at that point. But I will tell you this, I have trusted Pat Riley. Like you said, I've been one of those guys when Pat Riley, the only time I was ever upset, I took out my frustration more on Mickey than Pat. And I think that was the wrong thing when they let Wade leave. I got mad at Mickey for letting it happen, even though Pat was in charge. And I swore for a year that it's Mickey's fault. It's Mickey's fault. Pat runs everything. Mickey says yes to when it's a big move like that. I can only assume that those conversations happen more than the people know. But is Pat losing his way a little bit with the new NBA, or is this just Pat being Pat and we all just need to kind of sit by and say, we're going to be all right?
Yeah, I think it's Pat being Pat. And let's face it, this is Spoelstra's franchise too at this
right,
point.
Right, right, correct.
I mean, Pat isn't in the – he's the voice of the franchise still. But at 80 or 81 somewhere, he it's not like he came in at 55 and ran everything. And so right. It'll be interesting to see how the Heat get out of this. But again, they're the franchise in town with three titles, going to the NBA Finals seven times in the last two decades. I mean, if you give any benefit of the doubt to anyone, you certainly give it to the Heat.
Yeah, no, you're right. I 100% Pat's had some times where I'm like, what are you doing? And that was obviously like that offseason, I think, with Hassan Whiteside, Dion Waiters, James Johnson, trying to like kind of just show, you know, just
absolutely
right. There's been mistakes made. Pat's not 100%. You know, he hasn't scored 100 on this test, but he scored pretty high, especially if you're a Heat fan, what he's brought since 95 coming down here, having that, you know, what was it, on the cruise line kind of press conference. He's going to bring a parade to Biscayne. He's brought a couple. He's been to plenty of finals since then. The Heat have been a totally different franchise since he's taken over. One of the best franchises in the NBA. And this will get through. This is just one of those things I think the Heat fans
The shame to me is, you know, for 4 years, Jimmy Butler was the biggest star as we had in South Florida. He directed the team to two finals and that you know, that Game 7 miss against Boston in the in the Eastern Conference Finals. And but this is how he seems to go out of town everywhere, and so it was just a matter, you know, he's sort of like Tyreek in that there's a powder keg in there, and the question, how do you manage it? How are you gonna? Is it just gonna go off at the end, and you got to get rid of him? So the Heat aren't the first team to do that, but it was a great run for him here.
Yes, it was. No, this is one of the better runs. Even though they didn't win a championship, they brought. There were so many good moments from Jimmy's time down here that when he leaves, I'm not going to be one of those pissed off fans that, you know, burns a Jimmy Butler jersey out in front of my house. I don't even really have one, but I wouldn't do that with Jimmy. The Tyreek situation, though. Do you think that he's? Do you think they're gonna have to move on from him, or do you think this can be resolved at this point? Because it seemed like it was a Mike McDaniel Tyreek thing. If this was a Jimmy Butler Spo thing, he'd be gone in a second. I just think it's different with the Dolphins.
The question is, and we don't know whether that was Tyreek upset over having two catches and 20 yards yesterday, and basically benching himself for the fourth quarter and stewing on that. Or this is, you know, it hasn't been a good year for him by his standards. And again, the mystery is that because defenses are playing too deep, and it's because Tua can't attack too deep? Is it lack of a running game means they don't have to, you know, come up? And I don't know, there's a million theories. The age theory too. I mean, he's 31.
Right.
And the guy built on speed at some point. But you know, whether the question becomes, what's the play now for him? Is he saying, keeps pounding the table, I want out. But also, I think there's a segment of the Dolphins would say, if we could get something for either Waddle or Tyreek Hill, we're going to have to do it, because you can't tie up $60 million in two receivers you can't get the ball to.
Right.
And so we'll have to see how this plays out, but it certainly wasn't a pretty picture after the game yesterday.
No, and all I was doing before the game was heckling any Jet fan I knew. You guys are dog crap, this and that. Blah. And the Dolphins put out one of the worst games of the season. I feel like I jinxed the Dolphins yesterday going into it, but I'm sure it didn't help when they kept looking up at the scoreboard, like even Tyreek said at that point, and they knew they had nothing to play for at that point. That stinks. I almost wish the Dolphins played at one yesterday and got to play that game out, and then they got to watch the Denver game instead of having it at the same time. Maybe that's just me as the fan talking anyways like that. All right, so Dolphins, bigger mess than the Heat right now, obviously, and that's an obvious answer, I think, that you're going to say yes to at that point.
Yeah, and you could turn on who do you trust more to get out of a mess. Both of them are messes. I mean, you know, the Heat aren't going anywhere as they're presently constituted. And the Dolphins, but to me, Riley has shown he can navigate, and the Heat have shown they can navigate out of this. The Dolphins, these past six seasons were set up to win at some point in the last 3 years. And now they got money tied up, and who they got money tied up in, you know, they got such serious questions of roster construction. And the guys leading the team couldn't even solve something as simple, as basic as a backup quarterback this year.
Right.
You know, they went into it with issues. And so, you know, there's so many problems with the Dolphins. Can they get to those issues this offseason when the same guys haven't been able to get to them the past 3 years?
Right. Yeah. It's just an interesting one. You think Tua is the quarterback here in 2 years? I think there's like that poison pill to get out in like 2 years. You think he's still the quarterback here?
If I was the Dolphins, I'd do the Atlanta. I think you need to invest in another quarterback now.
Right.
Because you can't trust. Maybe Tua not only finds a health gene, but also ups his level of play to the point you can. But you have so many limitations on him now. He can't run. He's got to get rid of the ball quick because you don't want him to get hit. And even then, he's missing games. So I would invest, whether a first round pick or something, in another quarterback right now, just because you get, someone's got to protect the organization at this point.
100%. I think you're right. I think it's the fact. First off, if this was any other city and any other team, The minute Tua went down and you didn't have a capable backup, that GM would have been fired at the end of the year. It just would have. Here, he's probably going to get an extension, but it's a little different in other NFL cities at this point. Dave, I just needed a little therapy. Thank you very much. This is much cheaper than going to my therapist for a little while, so I do appreciate that. Keep writing. One of the best writers in South Florida history. I'm going to say it right up in front to you right now. Since I was a youngin, I was reading Dave Hyde.
I'm glad I come on your show just to hear that, just to get my ego massage. Listen, like that. So
no one kisses the ass better than Crantz's Corner and Crantz here. I promise you.
Happy New Year.
To you as well, Dave Hyde. That was one of my buddies, Dave Hyde here. Thanks again for coming on Crantz's Corner. And like I said, Happy New Year to you, Dave. That's the best. All right. That's Dave Hyde from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Read his stuff, sunsentinel.com, or if you do get the regular paper like my dad still does, read it there as well. Dave's going to laugh at that one. I knew it. I saw the laugh coming at that point. All right, another edition here of Dolphins and Heat Therapy with Dave Hyde on Crantz's Corner.
Thanks, Zach.